As a student in the university, things can look goddamn hard. Like sometimes you feel like giving up, sometimes you feel like, gosh, this is not for me. This stress is not for me. Especially if you're in university in Nigeria, it is so goddamn stressful. Like seriously, it can be so hard, so frustrating, so mental drilling. But we just have to push through. Our parents are paying school fees, huge sum of her amount, just so that we can be great and so that we can like actually make them proud and even be proud of ourselves and be educated and stuff. So we cannot say because the school is after our life or stressing us out and just decide to give up. Yeah. Cheerful people, how are you doing? How's your week been? How have you been? How is everything? How is school if you're in university? How is school? Right, today I'll be talking about some random stuff. Like, seriously, I don't really have a topic I want to talk about. I'll just be talking about some random stuff that comes to my mind about school and life and everything, social life and everything. First, I was talking about comparison. Yeah, comparing yourself to other people, it can actually derail someone mentally and physically and psychologically. Yeah, because at some point in my life, like I will compare myself to other people spiritually, physically, academically, and a few other ways, even with body and look. Yeah, so it actually affected me. I'm actually growing out of it, like I'm getting better. Comparing yourself can affect you in a lot of ways. It can reduce your self-esteem, it can reduce your self-confidence, it can affect your mental health, it can also make you feel jealous, and jealousy is actually a very bad thing. It can lead you to doing different kind of bad things. So comparing yourself can also lead to frustration. And it can also lead to holding grudges for no reason. It can also lead to giving up on the things that you like. Comparing yourself to other people is a very, very bad thing to do. It's never good. Again, I'll be talking about school. Like, seriously, these days, like, I'm so stressed out. Coming back from school, stressed out. Waking up to go to school, stressed out. Before I get to school, I'm stressed out. Before I leave the school, I'm stressed out, and it actually, like, it applies to almost everyone. Yeah. And at some points in our life, we might feel like, God, what is all this for? Even, like, why are we doing all this? We actually, each and every one of us actually have a dream of becoming someone great in life. So we keep pushing through. And then when we study, like when we decide, okay, I'm going to push through. My mama is paying my school fees. Papa is paying my school fees. Sister or brother is paying my school fees. I have to show that I can do this and stuff. Then you start studying. Then let's say you see one of your classmates. You see that one's always studying 247. I'll be like, gosh, God, when will I be serious with my life? Like, I'm studying small, sleeping small. But you see this one is always coming to night class every day, attending all classes. Like, you'll be like, what am I doing with my life? You'll be like, seriously. It's so frustrating at the time, but there's nothing we can do about it. All you just have to do is do your best. Know that you have done your best. And pray. If you're a Muslim or you're a Christian or whatever, you maybe you worship anything, Just pray and believe in yourself and do what is right. And also mingle with the right people. There are some people that you mingle with and you end up destroying yourself. And you mingle with some people and you find yourself growing academically, spiritually, and stuff. Yeah, that's actually what is there to do. School is not for the weak. If you know that you're not in for stress, you're not in for stressing yourself, like you're not capable of coming out of your comfort zone, then don't even bother trying to go to the university at all. No, because you're not going to be staying with your mom. Sometimes you go hungry the whole day just because you can attend class or because there's no money to get food and you don't want to disturb them at home and stuff. Life is just like that. But we gotta push through. Alright, because I didn't plan anything for this week. I was actually so burnt out, like I didn't even remember that I have to prepare a topic, and I'm sorry for that. I decided to talk about some random things today. Yeah. Last week I talked about overthinking. Yes. Like in my school, many of us saw our results. Some people did good, some people did bad, and some people are satisfied with what they have, and some people want to strive to be better off this semester. And part of those, they want to strive harder. Like, seriously, we go harder this year. So I've been doing all kinds of things that I can do, even if it means for me to not get enough sleep, or just put myself, just to make sure that things get better and I get more of good grades and make myself proud. Apart from even making my parents or other people proud, I have to make myself proud first. So one of the ways that we can help ourselves is read, study, pray, mingle with the right people. I've said that before. It can truly have a great impact in our lives. And I pray that the good Lord, or Allah, whatever we serve, will help us and back us up. All right, that is that for this week. I'm really sorry for not preparing for the topic. And I hope you have a nice weekend and you enjoy yourself.